Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show. Joining me, Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the BSU Beavers. And coach, last night, great effort by your team. 33 shots on goal, 29 block shots, but another opponent has found a way to shut down your offense. What do you need to do differently today?
Well, I don't think, we certainly don't have to reinvent the wheel, Kelly. I think we need to continue to play hard. We need to continue to get pucks to the net. We need to try to take the goalie's eyes away whenever we possibly can. And there's just sometimes we use the term puck luck. You look at last night's game, say, Ohio State scored a goal that went off Britt's blocker and pops up and drops in the net. I mean, that was a fortunate bounce for them. And you look at the opportunities we had, and again, going back and watching the film, there was so many flurries where the puck's right there. We just couldn't get a stick on it. And that happens. I mean, that's part of the game. But when you get in that situation, I think you just need to be tenacious when you get those opportunities. Certainly, you have to be willing to stand in there, because that's the hard part, is you got to be able to stand in there and because you're going to take the old lie six across the back or whatever. But we don't need to. I don't want the girls to feel like they're panicky or feel pressured and start squeezing the stick. We just need to continue to play the way we're playing, play Beaver hockey. The habits that we were using to get to where we were at, we were stopping on pucks, we were driving the net, we were getting pucks in the net. We just need to continue to do that. And if we do, I think ultimately we're going to get rewarded.
Each team gets to watch their opponents on film leading into a weekend series. Do you think teams are starting to figure you guys out?
Well, I don't know so much as figured out. I think, we're not – we're not blessed with any natural 30 goal scorers on this team. We have to work hard to score goals, and that's what we've done. Our goals. We use the term greasy goals. We score a lot of goals that aren't pretty goals, but they count just the same. And that's, we have to play to our strengths. And I think last night we didn't create a lot of chances on the rush. I think that's one thing we need to do a little better job of. But ultimately, we're going to score goals the way we've been scoring goals, and that's again, just crashing the net, getting pucks in the net, and hoping to kick one in.
I had a great conversation last night with Whitney Wavoda. I know her line has had a bit of a drought, but she also said that this team's playing great hockey, and it gets frustrating. But, the maturity level of this team also knows that you just need to move on. Is that something you just tell your team to forget yesterday? Let's just try to win this one?
Oh, exactly. We said, hey, we have to have short memories, and obviously the turnaround was pretty short. We're back here, certainly less than 24 hours again. And we can't dwell about last night's result. It's a new day today. The sun came up like it always does. It's just got to remind them, this is a great game to play. It's a lot of fun. You're playing at the highest level, so let's just go out and have some fun today.
Again, your penalty kill has been really solid. Almost killed off the first one. Like you said, it was kind of a fluky goal, but that last one that they scored, an empty net goal, those were types of plays that you have to pull your goalie at that point. You're trying to get back in the game. But Stephanie Anderson, talk about her play. Your team is shorthanded by two, and she nearly broke past the defense with a nice little rush there.
Oh, she did. And you look at the stats. Steph had 7 block shots in the game, and that's a remarkable stat, for any player, let alone a forward. And she got a lot of those on that last 5-on-3. And she's out there. She's putting her body in front of the puck. And that's the one thing I appreciate about Steph, is she wears one of the letters. She's an assistant captain. She's just a tremendously hardworking player, and she really, really works hard defensively. If you watch, she back checks extremely hard, and she'll do the little things that it takes to be a solid two-way player. And a lot of times you look at your top line is obviously we need them to score, but there's so many other things, and there's so many other parts of the game that all three of those forwards do, Steph and Citro and Tugi that I'm talking about. Killing penalties is one of them. They're three of our top penalty killers, and they're a big part of why our penalty kill has been so successful.
Late in the game, Kristen Huber gets called for contact to the head. I know the WCHA and college hockey all across the board are paying close attention to any kind of head contact. What is the penalty? I know it was a 5-minute major for your team, but a game misconduct, is that, I see she's back in the lineup today. What is the discrepancy like? Is there a game disqualification if it's a even harder hit?
Yeah, it's totally the referee's discretion. I mean, it's an automatic 5-minute major on a contact to the head penalty. There is what they call an inadvertent contact, when the contact starts low but then finishes high. Then again, it's the referee's discretion whether he wants to call a minor or a major. But in a contact to the head penalty, which is what they called it, it's an automatic 5-minute major. And then it's a 10-minute misconduct or a game misconduct, which is what they gave Kristen, or it could be a game disqualification if they felt it warranted, which is she would be out another game. But they just felt it was the five in the game, so she will be back in the lineup today.
And for her, it's got to be hard. She is the tallest player on this team. Her size kind of is one of those things that can be kind of a hindrance when you're trying to go for a puck, and instead your body gets into it, isn't it?
Well, it is. And if you watch that play, she was going real hard, and the Ohio State defender, who is also a rather tall girl, probably about the same size as Kristen in terms of height, she was staying there. I don't know if Kristen was preparing to maybe get hit herself, but she kind of left her feet, and when she did, she brought her arm up. And you know, again, we couldn't argue with the call, because that's where the contact was made. So I just reminded her in that situation, she has to be in control of herself, and she just has to make a choice to maybe either stop or to avoid that. And she understood that. So, but again, I had no arguments with that call whatsoever.
Today, 3 more points in WCHA play on the line. Of course, with those 3 points, your team would be in 3rd place ahead of the Bulldogs. That would certainly be a nice way to finish out 2014, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Kelly. It was. And we talked about it. It's a big game. It's a big game for both teams because, you know, Ohio State certainly helped themselves last night. And, you know, but as I said before, it doesn't matter who or when. Every game in this conference is a big one, and this is just the latest.
Any changes to your lineup?
Yeah, we're going to put our 2 veteran forwards in. Janessa Filipczak will be in along with Megan Lashenko, and we're just counting on them to provide veteran leadership and maybe give us a little extra jump, because I thought last night Riley Fawcett and Summer Thibodeau had a very, very strong game. But I guess in this situation, just challenge these veterans to come in and provide some veteran leadership.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.